Today's youth face many challenges, and kids in Cook County are no exception. Joining us now is Grace Bouchard, Social Services Supervisor for Cook County, and she's here to talk about some of the challenges and the problems that kids are having today. Hi, Grace.
Hi, Sherry. Good morning.
So, what can you tell us about stresses that our youth are facing today?
Well, kids, just like all people, feel a lot of the same stresses. And I think children have different abilities to express those stresses and show them than adults. I think adults can be better at using words and knowing how to access resources. Kids, just being naturally kids, don't have all the words that we have or know whether or not what they're experiencing is normal or typical. And so I think that's a big part of the stresses. So kids have all the same stresses that we have as adults, only they've experienced them and expressed them differently.
Do you think when they start school, do you think that has a more strong effect on those stresses showing up?
It can, or for some kids, it reduces them because they're out in the community and they're with friends and they can develop social connections. But I think that's where we see a lot of the stresses. The school is a really important spot to notice how kids are getting along. Are they able to concentrate? Do they seem really low or down? Are they getting into a lot of fights? And those are all the signs that we look for kids who are struggling with their mental and behavioral health.
So what should parents, they're going to see these kids the most naturally. Mm-hmm. So what should they be looking for? How will they know if their kid is having trouble coping?
Well, that's a really good question. And a lot of research has been done on that. And one of the things I've been trying to promote a lot over the last couple of years is a really great set of information I received called the Action Sign Toolkit. And that was put together just because people know that a lot of kids struggle with their mental health, but there's so much stigma and there's not enough awareness that parents didn't know maybe how to articulate and speak to the professionals, and the professionals were using language that nobody understood. And so so these action signs were put together so that parents could communicate with professionals. One of the main action signs is, you know, wouldn't it be great if you could use a thermometer to figure out if your kid wasn't feeling well emotionally?
So what are some of those action signs that parents can maybe pay particular attention to?
Well, some of the things that you want to look for are behaviors that last a longer period of time and seem more extreme. For example, it's normal to feel sad or to be a little low when kids are growing or they're tired. But if a child is very sad or withdrawn for 2 weeks or more, that would be something to be concerned about and something to check into. It doesn't mean that it's an extreme problem, but that is outside the norm. And so another thing to look for is maybe a sudden change in behavior, something maybe an overwhelming fear for no reason, or heart racing, fast breathing. I think we as adults would recognize that, depending on our age, we might say it's our heart, but a little panic attack or anxiety. And again, adults sometimes have better coping skills for that kind of thing.
We know when we're nervous, where a child may not realize that.
Yeah, sometimes we can just educate that that's very normal to feel nervous in that situation, and that's a normal body response. But for a kid, knowing that, not being able to express that, might magnify it, and then the child might start avoiding those situations, and it just has a cascading effect for people if we don't talk about it.
Right. So parents, probably then one good thing to remember would be if there is a change in their child from what was to what seems to be happening now.
Yes, that's right. And a sudden change and drastic changes. So if your child is normally friendly and upbeat and all of a sudden they're sullen and they aren't coming out of their room, that's big. And so you want to think about, I wonder if something's happened. And it could be a sign of a lot of different things. It could be an emotional health problem, or maybe something happened. Maybe they were hurt or harmed in some way that they weren't ready to talk about or they're afraid to talk about. So that's always a really important thing to look at. Another thing that might be typical in kids is mood swings. And I think there's plenty of adults that can have mood swings too. But again, in kids, we're going to watch it and see what's in the normal range. And if there's severe mood swings or severe sleepiness or awakeness. Again, those are things to look for that are not typical. So I think getting a sense of what's normal for a kid and my kid, and then is this way outside that realm? And that's a good time to start talking to a professional to get a sense of what do you think, and get it, and talk to other parents too. But for professional advice is really good too.
So that's what I was going to ask. If, as a parent, I am concerned about my child, what do I do next? Who do I turn to?
That's a really good question. And some of that depends on the age of the child. If your child is really, really young, people are real reluctant to label a child having mental health problems when they're little. But the Cook County School has the Help Me Grow program, and that's a really good place to call. And the school number is 387-1273. Also, a really great place to go is your primary care provider at Sawtooth Mountain Clinic, if you use that as your primary provider. People there are very wise and knowledgeable about behavioral health. And that would work for the whole spectrum of ages, is calling the clinic. You can also call our agency, Cook County Public Health and Human Services. We always have an intake worker on and available to talk to parents about kids. And that number is 387-3620.
Well, I thank you for all that. So that would give us a start then, not necessarily that there is something wrong with our child, but it would be help to evaluate.
That's right. And I just want to say we're going to post these action signs, I believe, on the WTIP website and then also on the Cook County website so that people can read them themselves. So it's a great place to get educated.
I thank you very much. We've been visiting with Grace Bouchard of Cook County Public Health and Human Services, looking at youth behavioral health. I thank you for coming in today.
You're welcome.
And as Grace says, you can find those phone numbers on our website, I believe. Otherwise, you can call the public health at
387-3620 and ask for an intake worker.
Okay, thank you very much.